81 podcast for August 3rd, 2008. And boom goes the dynamite.
Look at that. Space Boy just giant humps Jay's head.
Oh my god.
Go,
loved it.
Go,
wow.
Go. Go, go. Rock on.
Reminds me of karaoke on Friday.
Whip it up, whip it up, whip it up, whip it up. Whip it, slap it, slap it. Slap your face, slap your face. I'll smack you. Oh yeah. It's the P1 podcast.
Finally.
Oh my gosh. It's like totally episode 11. I can't really believe it. Oh my gosh. Yay! We are coming to you all the way live-ish from some secret weird room in Danny's house. Which we never knew existed.
The secret room, anyway. Yes.
Hi. Yes, I'm on a good one. So here we are together again.
Hi, Quimmy.
Hi, Karen. Good morning and good day. So, got five very beautiful people here, if I do say so myself. Sanjaya is back in the house.
Yay! Yay! Yeah. Homo!
Good job. Welcome back. Welcome back. We'll catch up with you here in a second. It's the usual group. We got myself, P1 Tia Quimby.
Yes.
We also have P1 Danny and P1 Space Boy.
Oh, it's the king.
P1 Sanjaya and Miss P1 Peaches.
Yes, hello.
Welcome. So we have switched up locations of the podcast. We are now coming to you from a super secret honeycomb hideout within Danny's where I never knew this room existed.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Apparently some ninjas were living in here prior.
I christened the bathroom.
Oh, congratulations.
It's true.
Yeah, Danny, tell us a little more about this room. Like,
what's up?
Where did it come from?
Well, we originally built a house at the beginning of the year, and I've never been in this room. Well, I have, but I forgot about it or something.
Next thing you know, he's going to tell us he has a basement. A dungeon, perhaps.
I don't, but I have an attic.
No. Torture chamber, as it will.
Yeah, that's creepy. You're officially a serial killer now, Danny.
So, yeah. There's a bunch of, like, there's a bunk bed in here, and I just took it out.
Oh.
Bunk and, bed.
Yeah, it's in the closet now.
Is that
for when you
for your midget ninja?
Yeah.
For when Jackson came over.
Him and Iron Man.
For yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, when him and Iron
when they
Man
have sleepovers.
That's wrong.
Iron Man, I get the top bunk.
Did you guys have a pillow fight or two?
No.
Stay up all night watching movies? All night. Did you share some popcorn?
All night long.
Popcorn?
Yeah. No. So how many rooms are there in this house? I've only seen one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my god.
4.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 4?
Yep. Yeah. 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 See? Well, I mean, I'm telling you, more stuff about Danny's creepy house is going
to
come out.
You ought to see the master bathroom.
Oh.
I think
yeah.
It's pimp.
Can oh, it is. I went in there and saw a picture of Danny when he was like 13, and Danny's like, get out of here.
Wait, the master bedroom?
Yeah, I went
I didn't
in there.
Know that.
I was, well, I'm kind of nosy, so I was just like exploring so during like a party. And I was like, oh, look. And the master bedroom's very nice. It's like right over that away.
Lovely. So, Nicole here. Or, I just called you by your real name. Oh,
whoa!
My gosh.
No, I'm exposed.
P1 Peaches. Peaches looks as though she's going on a.
Oh. Yeah.
You look as though you're going on a beach blast.
I am
afternoon.
Going on a beach blast if I ever freaking get there.
It only took 22 hours to get
everything. I'm trying to get there. I got my bikini on.
Is it an Ed Hardy bikini?
It is a Lucky Jeans brand bikini. I got it at Nordstrom Rack on sale.
Oh, my God.
What else? Like totally Sky would be so proud.
What beach are you going to?
I just just want an Oceanside. You just take Oceanside Boulevard till it hits the water, and then that's where we go.
Oceanside. That place is pretty ghetto.
Nah, this beach is like where all the rich houses are.
Oh, well then, hello.
I don't do ghetto beaches, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's not what I heard. Mm-hmm. You do many things on ghetto beaches.
You been talking to Carnet or something? What's up?
Actually, I'd been talking to all your Johns, and they said you prefer the dirty beach.
They're all waiting Ocean under side. The pier over there.
Yeah. Let's see. We need a Sanjaya. Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Where the hell have you been?
Just busy.
Busy?
Really busy.
Yeah.
Taking care of some personal stuff.
Ooh, oh. Personal. Did you finally get that herpes test?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, there's like four different types, and I have all four different types.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That would explain so much.
It was free.
Oh. At the good old free clinic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you done anything interesting over the last couple weeks?
No, just been working a lot of hours, basically.
Ooh.
At work.
You work that by. Yep.
Every Saturday.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Oh, such a cutie. Well, we missed you last week. Even though we had Bobby, in my heart, I still wished it was you.
Bobby.
Nah.
Papa.
I melt every time I hear that.
So cute.
It is. Bobby.
We also have
see you, Jake.
Later, Jake.
Are you okay, kiddo?
He's pissed at us.
Let's see, Space Boy. Space Boy.
Oh, it's the kid.
Space Boy. Tell me about something that really interested to know. Tell me about Wizard Rock. What's up?
Yes.
up with the band,
funny,
bro?
Funny you ask. We got a concert coming up.
Shut your dirty mouth. I'm going.
No
front
way.
Row. I'm going.
It's in LA.
Oh.
I don't care. I'll pay the gas money just to see that shit.
Where's it at? The Troubadour?
Better. This is the one and only Harry Potter store in the United States.
What?
What?
It's a whole store devoted to Harry Potter merchandise.
What?
Nice.
Wow.
You distract him and I'll take the goods.
Yeah.
Really? What's the name of the shop?
It's called a Whimsic Alley.
Oh, cool. So kind of like Diagon.
Yes,
road
exactly.
Trip, Tia Quimby. Road trip. We're going.
It's
going
to be on a Saturday on August 30th.
I could do that.
I think we can, actually.
I think we can. I think we're going to make it up here on Saturday.
Labor Day weekend.
That would be
dude,
awesome.
We could, like, totally go to Melrose and, like, kick it.
Oh, my God.
Like, go to Manitoba and, like,
go to Rodeo Drive.
We could go drive past Brentwood.
Dude, you go stalk all the celebs.
Like, hang out with Dylan and Brandon.
Yeah. I'm going to meet you at the Peach Pit. So you have a show. For people who don't know, what is the name of your beautiful band?
It is the first spell that the Harry Potter children learned at Hogwarts. It is Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh, that is beautiful. So
cool. Levitational spell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like, could you give us a few examples of songs?
Well, they're on the our MySpace page, Wingardium Leviosa.
How have I not be your friend yet?
Because you're
dude, it's
loser.
On the main page.
Yeah, it's on the main page.
Well, I don't click that sometimes.
My newest friend is Jason316.
Aww.
Aww, look at you. You're
I
so popular.
I love Wizard Rock.
Oh, look at that dead sexy beast, that P1 of the week.
See right there. Just click on the main page, Wizard Rock.
It's the second slide.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. So what kind of songs do you sing? Like, give us some titles.
They're all custom songs.
Uh-huh.
I wrote them all with my own bare hands.
Yes.
Do you build them out of gold?
And ham.
And ham. Okay, but...
Danny is pulling up some right now.
That just is so you can comedy, have a look. Dude.
It's called This Is How It Is. Locked Out, Slytherin Girl.
And these are
Slytherin
all
Girl.
Slytherin Girl, dude. I heard they're
so
biz
cool.
Natches, they are.
These are all Harry Potter songs?
Yes.
Yeah, they're about the books.
This Is How It Is. What is that song? Lupin Gave Me
Chocolate Frog.
Oh, yes, Professor Lupin. He is the werewolf.
Yes. Good call. This looks like your lead singer. She's very pretty. What's
yes,
her
she
name?
Is. Her name is Carlin.
Aw, she's adorable.
She was very rude to me when I was at your place.
No way.
No, stop
well,
it.
Well, you guys Whoa. Have history.
Yeah, because she hates me for, like, no apparent reason.
Well, you
Are you
her
serious?
You called her the C word right to her face.
What?
Okay, maybe I made that up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I don't
Wait,
use that
you guys
word.
Know each other?
One of her good friends was, like, my best friend forever. And I met Carlin through my ex-friend, I guess. We never separated on, like, bad terms or anything. We just kind of stopped talking. But I don't know. I don't think that this chick likes me because of what other people have told her about me. So she kind of gave me a bit of the toot when I was at Space Boy's house.
Small world.
Oh, meow. Meow. Catfight. Space Boy's got to get the camera out. Well, okay.
Yeah. These two hot girls all fighting, trying to close off each other.
Feel free.
It's going to be a cover of our album.
Who's the older gentleman in your band?
He's a guy I work with. His name is Colin.
Aww.
He was a big deal back in the 80s playing bass for a couple of pretty cool bands, and I work with him. Right now he's not doing much
kind
in terms
of
music,
deal.
So he wants to do anything he can.
Was he as big as Wally World?
I think probably went on tour with those guys.
Kind of a big deal.
Space Boys
that
all
is
into
so
it, man.
Yeah. Cool.
Love it.
I love
That's
it.
Cool.
Well, I think I will look into coming to your show.
That'd be sweet if you guys could make it out.
I'm not looking into it. I'm going.
Oh,
like,
hello.
I'm sorry.
What is it? It's Labor Day weekend. I don't know. The rents. Something could be going on. But post it on the site, if you will.
I will do that.
Will you?
Anybody listening can just go to the main P1 site page and click on the link. It'll bring you to our MySpace page, and it has the flyer for the show on the page.
That's nice. Cool.
And you know what? Speaking of P1site.com, segue. That's right. I love it. Oh, yes. P1site.com. Danny started it. Me and Space Boy get to help with stuff. It's a great site. You should join it. Sign up for the forums. So we got cool stuff going on. And I think the number one thing on all of our minds is Comic-Con.
Yes.
That thread has been blowing up.
I love the pictures.
Talk about it.
Dude, well, I wasn't there. So we are going to give it to Spaceboy and Danny to, like, tell us, how was Comic-Con 2008, guys? How was it?
Off the
man.
Off the hizzy, is that what the term
off
is?
Off the chain?
Is that what all those kids are saying
off
these days?
Off the leash. Yeah, talk about it, boys. You were there. Oh, my gosh.
I had a much different experience in space, but I guarantee
you. Oh, really? Let's start with Danny first. Okay, Danny's, this was your very first Comic-Con.
Yeah, it was.
So, what'd you think?
It was cool. Very interesting. Lots of weird people walking around.
Tall. That's an understatement.
Yeah. If you're into if you like to just observe people, that's definitely a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I've done it myself before.
Freaking Charles.
Yes. Charles just posted on the stick cam. Space Boy saw Charles when they first got there. And Spaceboy didn't know who Charles was.
Well, I was rubbing my eyes because I was wearing contacts that day.
Oh, sure you
and
were.
My vision was all blurry, so I couldn't really see.
Couldn't remember who Charles was. And, like,
we've
whatever. Been giving him crap ever since.
So good.
But it was fun. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go into all 4 years or all 4 days next time. It was kind
You're
of
so
overwhelming.
You're
and
so done.
My feet hurt. And I got blisters and, like.
Would you not wear socks or something?
No, dude. I was like, everything was cool, but I just walked around like standing all day. I never like rested.
See, he says all day. He means 3 hours.
Oh,
he was gone by noon.
Here we go.
Every day gone by noon. I'm like, what a waste of a
first
day.
I was there till the end, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was over it. It's honestly though, like you kind of have to like when it comes to like the shopping stuff, you kind of want to like know. You want to know what you're like. Gonna get like Charles bought a bunch of like cool like Final Fantasy toys and he bought some like Mighty Mugs.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And I just couldn't find anything to spend my money on. So it was like a lot of just like people seeing, I guess.
What was your favorite part about the Comic-Con, Danny?
It was actually, I don't know if I'd say favorite, but most memorable would be going to the Lost panel and the Heroes panel.
Cool.
Oh, don't ruin it for me. Oh my God, Charles is the man though, because I guess Ronnie said or Carnett said that he got photos of my boyfriend.
Who?
Of Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh yeah, I did too.
Tina Petrelli.
You did? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I, like, saw him, like, 10 feet away.
He was there with his stupid little girlfriend, like, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, I didn't know they were dating until
someone here. Yeah, he's, like, Robin the Cradle.
Save the cheerleader. Oh. Get some
ass.
That was good. That was good.
I love her. I love her. Good stuff. But yes, Charles, you guys, anyone that got pictures of him, whether it was for me or not, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, I went there on Saturday, and I got a call from Roach because we heard we needed to get there early. He was there at 3 a.m., and he was 100 people back at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I believe
Apparently, people showed up at 8 p.m. the day before slept there.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
In their costumes and everything. Yeah. Like they will.
Yeah. And so I got there at 5 and I was probably like 300 people back.
Oh, good Lord.
It was so stupid. And the doors didn't open till 10. Jeez,
no. And you're still, yeah.
You got there at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, dude. It was stupid.
That's crazy.
It was gnar.
I took a nap on the street.
Yes. Bummed hobo did it. Hobo.
And then later took a nap in the lobby.
Nice.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I fell asleep in the lobby one day.
People do, though. People do. You walk by, there's like people sleeping all over the place.
It was so weird, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then the last day, I just went into like an anime like panel and fell asleep there.
Yeah, it is kind of boring. Yeah. Every time my boyfriend turns on the anime, it's like a sleeping pill. I'm like, it's over. He'll turn on the Naruto, and I'm like, I'm really tired. It works like a charm. What was your least favorite part of the Comic-Con?
I would say, honestly, the people.
Too many people.
They need like a bigger venue or
that's
something.
That's why I didn't go because I couldn't handle it. You walk 2 miles an hour the whole time.
Well, Friday, I showed up and we were walking like in like the general area and I was literally like squished like a sardine, like trying to get through people. And I actually got shoved by like an old woman.
Though people will run into you. They do not care.
Yeah.
Gotta get to the next panel. Oh, get out of the way.
Crazies. Now to Space Boy. You're the seasoned veteran of the Comic-Con.
Oh, this.
So how did you feel about the con 2008?
This was the best con I've been to yet.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Seriously.
Even though Harry Potter popularity is at an all-time low.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It was still a great con. Oh, a lot of great costumes. Oh, wait. I see hands. Dang. Yeah.
Can I say that on Sunday, I actually went to a Harry Potter panel with Space Boy
for about 10 minutes.
I could not handle it, dude. Sorry.
All the hardcore people.
Dude, yeah, they were nuts. They're like, in the third book on page 35, like, Harry says this spell. What do you think about that? And I'm like, huh? It was pretty crazy, dude. Wow. You gotta admit.
Hello, Peaches.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just ignore my question.
My question is more legitimate, actually. Did you have, since your costume was like so kick-ass, did you actually have people asking to take pictures with you?
Do you want to feel that one day?
Oh, my God, dude. This guy is the man at Comic-Con. Like, we would walk 2 feet, and he would get stopped every minute.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone would
That's
stop him.
Hilarious.
Wow. It is, and people would come up like, oh, I remember you from the years before.
And you're like a celeb.
He is, dude. He really is.
It's his week, dude. It's like 28-hour show and the con. Is yeah. Like his
It's so true.
Yeah, that's true. The Comic-Con
people
is my
People are stopping
Christmas.
Him in the streets. Like, hey,
It's
you're
the best.
The
I'm the biggest nerd there, but that's cool. I'm so, king nerd.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And Spacey, I saw a couple videos on the net, like for like a random website. Yeah. WWE,
yeah.
That's crazy.
What the heck?
He's all.
What, are you going to be in the Royal Rumble sometime soon or what?
Yeah, well, if Diamond Dallas Page keeps running his mouth, and take him to school.
I love it.
Oh, man. So what were some of the highlights, though, this year? What are your summer of your 2008
Dude, okay.
memories?
I'm not going to mention specifics, but I bought a comic book, and I was able to get it signed by Stan Lee.
Cool.
OMG.
It's a very, very cool comic book.
OMG.
Uh-huh.
Can we say who's in the comic?
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I already know which one it is.
Comic.
You found that one?
He's like, now he's going to have to put his house on lockdown. Well, make it like Fort Knox.
Well, actually, the comic isn't even at my house. It's at my parents' house.
Oh.
That's cool.
In the safe.
Yes.
With the gold.
In the fire safe. In the panic room.
But, probably as far as people, I met Dennis Miller.
Ooh.
I met Seth Green. I saw
him.
Chuck Liddell.
He's cool, Seth Green.
That's
Did
rad.
Really?
Yeah,
Did he look scary?
First day. Like for the
no
first 10
way.
Minutes he was there. He was in like a suit. It was weird. I'm like, no, who is that guy?
Chuck Liddell?
Like, hey, dude, who is that guy? And he's like, that's Chuck Liddell. I'm like, really? Ooh. Didn't look like him.
Did he look like you could take him in a knife fight?
Maybe a wand to fight.
A wand fight? Oh, my God.
In a wizarding duel. Oh.
I saw a picture, and I don't know if it's from last year or this year. Mm-hmm. You sprayed a Sith.
I did.
With, like, two swords in his hand?
Same Sith.
Is it the same dude?
The guy hunted me down three separate times over the course of 2 days asking me to blast him again.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I got another shot.
Oh wow.
God. I also shot Seth Green.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No way.
But the highlight of the Comic-Con for me was being interviewed by a very famous individual. I was interviewed by the Insult Comic. No, sorry. Triumph also Comic-Con.
Shut your. Oh, my gosh. No.
Yep, you're going to be on Conan O'Brien.
Not with the things he was saying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Because I saw the one where he was like with the Star Wars people when like episode one.
Revenge of the Sith or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were all these people in line and he went and insulted all of the Star Wars
fans. Can I say one thing that he said?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, the best is when he goes up to this pregnant woman and she's like ready to pop pregnant, right? And he goes, so what's going on here? We got the future nerd going here. and she's like, and the lady's totally cool, right? She's like, oh yeah, future nerd, future Jedi. Oh yes, when is he due? And then she's all, oh, 6 weeks. Well, that's the last time he'll ever see female genitalia.
That is true.
Oh man, that is the coolest thing ever.
Oh,
did you get video
God.
Of it or anything? Like, or did you get
is there
pictures?
Any proof?
Yeah, is there proof?
Oh, yeah. Kelly got some pictures of me talking to him. We don't have any video.
Though. Oh!
I talked to a guy who was shooting video, just a regular fan. He was not interested in talking to me at all.
Wow.
So he was pretty much like, go away. I'm like, okay.
What a D-bag.
But whatever.
Don't
you know,
they even
good.
Know
who you
good
are?
Lord. Yeah. Man. So I heard you ran into a lot of people at the con.
Oh, it's
I
me.
Did. This was the best. This was actually in front of the booth that I bought my comic at.
Uh-huh.
About... About 45 minutes left of the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
This thing was being closed down on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm over here talking to somebody, and I look over, and Kelly has ran into some people that we know.
Oh. What?
And who? So I'm like, who is she talking to? Apparently, P1 Nerd and P1 Ray had bought Sunday passes and were walking the floor.
Oh, Danny's best friend was there. How did everything go?
Oh, that's effing rad.
Oh, it was fine. He was cool.
Well, that's awesome. And you guys
any
hug
conversations
and kiss?
Or anything?
Actually, we did. But he actually did have something that he wanted to tell all the people at P1 site.
Oh.
I am gay.
That's what he said. I don't know.
Oh, is my boyfriend coming up like real soon? Like,
I am gay.
That's the best rocker.
No, he was really cool though.
That's
awesome.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Your little owl.
Did
is
you guys like
ball?
Run to each other in slow motion across the like convention
nice.
Hall?
Look at that.
And like embrace one
actually,
another.
Actually, me, Nerd, and Ray had a three-way kiss.
Lovers.
Oh, your little owl is like the shiz.
Everybody Aww. Loves the owl.
It makes your costume.
Chick magnet.
It makes your costume. I want to pet it.
That is a cute little picture. Oh my gosh. Greetings.
Yes.
Well, I am glad you guys had such a wonderful time at the con. Next year, bigger, better?
I don't know how it can get any bigger. I guess, you know, I didn't think it could because they sold out last year and this year.
Yeah.
So,
I was there last year. It was nuts.
Yeah. So, I guess bigger stars. There's more people just hanging out because they know that if you want exposure, you go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, I heard Paris Hilton was
Paris
in town.
Paris Hilton was there.
Yeah,
but see,
that was
the
weird.
Thing is, all these different stars that I keep hearing about after the fact, I don't see them there. I don't hear about them whenever I'm there. I guess it's just impossible to see everything.
Yeah, it is.
I saw on like one of the TVs that on one of the TV shows they had like red carpet or something.
What?
They had like a red carpet out there, but it, you know.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they showed it on the
do
I don't know.
Do
WWE
you
want to
talk about it?
Well, what's happening over here?
Carnut saw a celebrity.
Oh, yeah?
Like a legit celebrity.
Which oh. one?
He saw Megan Fox from Transformers.
Oh,
no
hottie.
Way.
Hottie.
He said she was small and greasy.
Oh, what?
Greasy?
Give him a mic.
Yeah, come here. Come here, baby.
I saw Megan Fox.
No, closer. You gotta peek out with it.
Oh, yes.
Eat the mic. No, yeah, I saw, we were walking around toward the back part of Comic-Con, and I saw this short little thing walk by me real quick, and my buddies went, hey, that's Megan Fox. So I ran up next to her and looked, and sure enough, it was. We made eye contact. It was nice.
Oh, look out, Peaches.
Uh-oh.
Before I knew it, I turned back around, and she was gone with her entourage.
How tall is she?
Like, maybe Peaches' height, like 5 foot three. So
4 foot two?
Yeah, pretty much. Crater face and greasy.
Yeah.
4'9".
Oh, that's what happens with, you know, special effects and airbrushing.
Yes.
Photoshop.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, I still can't wait till... Wait.
And she was wearing a Batman t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Isn't she groovy?
Oh, okay. One last thing.
Oh, please.
Sorry.
Anything you like.
Halfway through Saturday, I had a costume change.
Oh, that's
what?
Right.
I transformed from Harry Potter into the Scarecrow.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you spin around in a telephone booth?
Well, all the nerds already had them all taken, so I had to go into a broom closet.
So good.
Well, yeah, it was really cool.
That would scare the crap out of me. I'd been like, did you have a little can of spray?
Tell them what you set up, your rig.
Oh, yeah, I have a little rig that will shoot out the fear gas.
Oh,
no,
that is
this
wrong.
Thing,
so
this
sick.
Thing looks exactly
the
like the movie. It's amazing.
I don't like it.
It's so awesome. I want to see it.
No,
I wasn't able
no
to see it.
Nightmares for life.
That mask
you.
Is
you?
Creepy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. No, and it shot out baby powder?
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually had some guy there who was a little 16-year-old kid. He happened to stop me in my Potter costume to get a picture, and we started talking, and it's like, hey, do you think you can help me figure out a way to rig a scarecrow thing? He says, because I have a cool scarecrow costume. And I'm like, dude, today's your lucky day, because that happens to be my other costume.
Oh,
so
no
I'm going to hook him up with the how-to build his own.
Really?
Oh, look at you.
Look at you. Nice helping cool. little kids and stuff.
No,
wow.
He's
that,
a really cool kid.
Yeah. Giving back to the nerdy community.
Yeah.
Great job. One more question.
Okay, just one more thing. Carnet also found one of my favorite celebrities there and took a picture with her. He found Princess Peach at the Comic-Con, and he took a picture with her for
dude,
me.
Dude,
that
chick
like
looked weird.
Old. That was like old Princess Peach, dude, from
but
what I saw.
But she looked good. Like, her costume looked really
her
good.
Her costume was legit,
here
but she looked like the Crypt Keeper
yes,
in it.
He was there. Yeah, she had a Skeletor face.
She did, dude. Like,
no, she was cute.
Crypt Keeper in, like, a pink dress,
she looks like
dude.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Whoa, Danny's microphone keeps like going.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm scared.
Damn
it. It's when I pop my peas.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm popping
those
peas.
What's popping, player?
Yeah.
Good Lord. So, moving right along, Friday was the very first.
Talk about it!
Oh, my God.
The very, very first P1 Girls Night.
Hey! I will survive! Woo!
Oh, yeah. Girls Night. It was so much fun.
Oh, my God, it was.
We were getting down. We went to Peach's little karaoke bar called Chinny Ching Chang Chong.
AKA a Chinese restaurant during the day.
It's attached to Chin Szechuan, and Quimby on the way was like, Peaches, this bar better not suck. And then we show up, and of course she like had a blast the whole time.
Oh, it was so great. I serenaded the whole entire bar.
Yes.
Some great songs. I did do Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah.
It was super fantastic.
Video will be posted, by the way.
Yes. And I also was a fan of Borderline.
Oh, yes. I did a little Madonna. Mm. And for the final song of the evening, I did a little NXS. Need You Tonight.
Oh, that was sexy.
It was very sexy.
Did
I
you
felt
do,
good.
Who did Bloodhound Gang?
Oh,
was
that would
you?
Be me and okay. iHooker. We got video of that, too.
Okay. I thought that was coming for some reason.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I had to literally like yank her up there. She was so scared, and I was like, okay. And then I had to make it worse because I'm like kind of getting half in the tank, you know. So I shouted, on the microphone, "Give it up for this hot biznatch! It's her first time singing."
No way, dude.
And then of course, you know, all like the drunk Marines were like, "Yeah!" So she did, but she did great. She did really good.
It was pretty good. I was videographer for that one.
Yeah.
But it was Peaches. The bar was Peaches. Like she's like a regular at this bar.
I've been going there since I was 18.
Oh, what? Like, what?
What? It's a bar.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, no, they used to allow under 21 till 10 p.m.
Oh.
So, but then they stopped it because they almost lost their liquor license because some youngin was trying to drink. So there was like a year from when I was 20 to 21
and
where I could go.
And her name is Q1 Beaches.
Yes, and it was me.
She's behind the bar trying to set down every bottle in sight.
Trying to get drink.
But it was me, Peaches.
Don't forget about me, Tia Quimby. I was there too.
Oh no.
Let's talk about when I bought everybody shots of Jägermeister. No. We were out of control, Tia.
Rosa, what are you talking about? You were at home watching Hannah Montana Best
of Both
Worlds.
I was not. I was up there. I sang I Will Survive. And then after that, I sang Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by MJ.
No, you are so full of lies, Rosa.
You just don't remember me there because these hot Marines took me home for a threesome.
Oh, but you are so full of lies, okay? I mean, if you're talking about your two stuffed animals that you sit with on the couch.
What are you talking about? I'm like 25. I don't have stuffed animals. That's you, Tia.
No, you're 12 years old. And you're the biggest Jonas Brothers fan in America.
Well, yes, that song is pretty good, Tia Quimby, but I don't, I mean, you even said we listened to them on the way. You sang with me.
No, because...
I had to drive your drunk ass home, Tia Quimby.
you can't even drive, and if you do...
Whatever, I drove my Chevy Impala down there, and you drove with me.
Lowrider bicycle.
Yeah. With your Sharpie eyebrows, yes. Yeah. Yes, that was.
Well, whatever. I just wanted to say it was off the chain, you guys. I'll see you later.
Okay, Rosa, thank you. So, Rosa was not there. Let me just say this again.
I know.
Rosa,
why is she all acting cool like us?
She's a weirdo.
I know.
But we had Irish Hooker there, P1 Mary Ray.
Oh, and my P1, God, I love Irish Hooker.
P1 Siddlish. It was a good time. I think we're going to try to do this monthly.
Yes.
Monthly?
At a secret location.
Monthly.
Yes.
Because Sanjaya wouldn't stop texting me.
I told you I was one of the girls. I was one of the girls, and I wasn't invited, and I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, and then you told me you hated me because I wouldn't tell you what it is. You said we're not friends anymore.
Well, didn't you text that you were in the parking lot?
Yep. I was in the parking lot eating my burrito.
You were not in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I still don't
I was
believe
on the side
you.
And I don't want you to see me.
No, bull crap. I was running around that parking lot drunk looking for Danny. I'd have seen
him. Oh, man.
Yeah, bull honky. Bull honky is what
I was all running out. Hi, Danny. I was so drunk.
So all week long, me and Sanjaya were messing with Quimby, like telling her that we were going to show up.
Yeah.
To the point where I think she actually believed us.
I did believe you, and I was
so
very
did
angry.
I.
Sanjaya didn't even know it was
like,
a
The original idea was like to show up in a panda suit, but then honestly, none of the guys wanted to do it. Like,
oh, I'd do that in a second.
I know. I was in chat with like four guys. None of the girls around. I'm like, let's crash this thing, and none of them were like.
I'd do it by myself.
Yeah.
So would I.
So the plans were canceled, and then they were... came back, and then they were canceled again.
And then we drunkenly called them at 11 and went, hey, get your ass down.
And I kept getting so mad at Danny. Like, why can't you just let the girls hang out on their own, Danny? Why do you always have to be a part of everything? God, we can't even do it.
Why do you hate the girls?
And I got text messages from Mary and Hooker.
Yeah.
Peaches decided to give out our numbers to the girls.
No, I didn't.
One of you two
it
did.
It wasn't me.
I swear to God, it wasn't me.
You are the only ones that have our numbers.
It was not me.
I swear to God, it was not me.
You're a liar.
Who was it, Hooker?
Yeah.
You tell us now.
She's probably too gone to remember, too.
Yeah.
But after a few drinks and we all get to hang out for a while, then the call was made to Danny. And then Danny wrote a thread saying...
Oh.
Giving it up to the ladies because,
yes,
we know how to get down.
We
know how to get down.
You got
to
admit, though, you said you had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
See?
Faggot.
We're a great show. So that was fun. We're going to start doing more girls' nights. And we would love all of you girls, if you're listening to this podcast, come down to girls' night next time.
Okay.
So, Iron Man,
every
show
P1
up.
Every event is a bunch of dudes, and
you
I know how that
Iron
can be
Man show up? That's so messed up.
I'll give
yeah,
him a ride.
We're going to get him drunk.
Oh, screw that. We're going. All the guys are going next time.
We are.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, next time we want to do like a big karaoke thing.
Yeah, and
right?
Next time we'll send private messages out to one another.
Let's keep the boys out of it, but post it on the site.
Yeah, so we need rides home because we've had too much to drink.
Is that what it takes to get people to show up to the events?
What?
Is that what it takes to get people to show up to the events?
What?
Where we like split them in half and then like we have one part crash the other one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, makes it more exciting.
It does make it more exciting. And speaking of events, let's see. This coming Friday, big group of us are going to see Pineapple Express over at the
Mira Mesa
Movieplex Zone place.
What is it, Edwards? The theater.
Yeah, it'll probably be about 8, 9 o'clock, so just keep up on the boards. So far, I think it's like me, Irish Hooker, my friend Genevieve is going to come. Danny, are you going?
Yup.
And anyone else?
If we are not celebrating Carnett's brother's 30th birthday, then I will be there. We just got to figure out what time.
It's all good.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for Pineapple Express. There is a song for that movie by M.I.A. Is that the girl's name?
M.I.A.
And, like, that song is all
with the
grunge right now. Yeah.
The guns,
like,
yeah.
All I wanna do.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
We were at a Maloney. Me and my friends were at Maloney's last night, and that song came on, and everybody's
that's
like.
That's been out for a while.
You throw your hands up in the air like you're shooting the gun and stuff, cocking the gun back.
We're like.
I do that when I'm driving.
Yes, we. Yeah, it's this song right here. Every time I hear it, it just.
It's been out for a while, though, hasn't it?
Well, MIA's been around for a few years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
from Sri Lanka. This song is sick. Every time I hear it, I cannot get it out of my head. Look, Apparitions Dancing on stickcam.com.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you know, at any time, you can log into Stickcam and watch us do the podcast, FYI. Yeah, but we're all going to go on Friday night. My arch enemy, P1 Cool Fox, will be there. And some other famous P1, so come on down, check the site. We'll give you the time and everything once it gets closer. Also, that bowling night thread I started has been blowing up.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It has a little flame next to it. And this time around, this would be our second bowling night at
so
the
excited.
Mira Mesa Lanes. They have a great deal.
When is it?
It's on a Friday night.
What's
the 22nd of August.
Friday the 22nd of August, it is bowling night, and the Mary Celine's has a really good deal where it's $16 for your shoes, your lane all night long. They dim down the lights, they play the tunes, a little top 40 for you. We bring our Wii remotes and we are ready to go. We kill it. And this time, I think everybody's trying to organize to find bowling shirts, actual bowling shirts to wear. Yes, Peaches?
Oh, I just wanted to say, please, please come out to the bowling night, because as you guys remember, that was the first event where I really met all of you. So, I mean, it was such a blast. It was the first time I met Danny.
That's right.
Yeah, it was the first time I met Danny. I'd met Quimby at the 20-hour show, but I got to get to know you better.
Mm-hmm.
Sanjay, I didn't meet until later. But Kyle, I met, or Space Boy.
What about me?
He had the cool, him and Kelly both had bowling shirts on that night, which was genius.
That was the night I fell in love with Kelly, because she is the funnest drunk ever on the face of the planet. Like, she runs into wind chimes.
Oh,
she, like,
yeah,
does, yeah.
She
like, she is.
Let the romance begin.
Yes. But, I mean, and Zeth was bowling on our lane, too, so, you know, it was super fun. I highly recommend it.
That is going to be a fun night, you guys. I don't know. I'm going to try to find one at the thing. I was just trying to communicate with Danny and run the show. I'm, like, losing my mind. Danny, let's just pull out the curtain. Should we still do the game? We're at 40.
I'm down.
Cool.
Okay. In a moment. We're not playing yet. And last
right
but not least, if you check into the site in the movies and TV thread, people are going nuts over Iron Man versus Batman.
Talk about it.
Is the better movie?
Oh, duh. Like, Dark Knight, hands down.
Oh, hello.
And that's saying something, because Iron Man was pretty kick-ass.
Okay. So, we'll talk about it. What did you guys think? Was Iron Man or Batman? Which was better? Talk about it.
Well,
don't be scared to share your opinion.
Spaceboy.
I like your opinion.
What do you want to say, Spaceboy?
I'm over here looking at sound drops and stuff, so you guys can go ahead and
talk. No, what did you think?
Well, I don't want to mislead anybody.
Yes. Spacey likes the Iron Man.
Oh, there we go.
Rocket!
There
he
goes.
He's doing air drums. I love it. He's killing it. He stops with his yes.
He actually knows what he's doing over there. Look at him.
Well, I don't think it takes too much to know what you liked. Do you think it was more fun? That was probably what I've heard from friends of mine who've seen both. The Iron Man was a little more fun, where Dark Knight was a little dark and long.
Well,
what the hell just happened?
Save that clip.
Oh, dark. Okay, we'll save that clip. All right.
That's what she said.
But what was it for you?
I actually saw Iron Man twice, and I saw Dark Knight twice.
Oh, okay.
If we're being honest.
Put on the honest cap.
If we're being honest.
You bit my finger, Charlie.
Okay, go ahead.
one of them was a lot better than the other. Mm-hmm. And, I cannot say that it was not, nor was it ever, could it be the Dark Knight. Right, Danny?
Okay. Let me translate.
You wanna translate that?
Let me translate what Spaceboy is trying
I'm
to
lost.
Say.
I'm a little bit lost.
Spaceboy, before the Dark Knight came out, was talking mad shit.
That's an exaggeration.
You just cussed on the podcast.
Oh, you're fired. Yeah. You're
bleep
fired.
It. No,
blunder.
You're
about,
fired.
You're about, fired. He was talking crap about the Dark Knight. Because he said that the only reason it was getting his hype was because Heath Ledger had died and...
Right.
I'm being misquoted left and right here, but
whatever,
go ahead.
No,
continue.
And he, like, couldn't understand why the Joker was such a scary villain and blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
And he was pissed off because the Joker is a recycled villain and blah, 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 and I'm gay. That's a direct quote, by the way.
I know you're gay.
That's a direct quote.
Stick to the topic.
Anyway, so now
I am gay.
So yeah. Now that he likes the Dark Knight, he can't say it because of the freaking crap I will give him.
Oh man, I'm so Danny. What were your feelings?
Oh, I loved it.
Which one? What do you think was better, Iron Man or Batman?
Is there even, like, a contest?
There's not.
Dark Knight.
There's not.
Dark Knight was so good. Even the show, like, is talking about, like, how creepy, like, it should be called The Joker. Eddie made that comment.
I agree.
And it's, like, that The Joker made that whole movie so creepy and everything.
Oh, speaking of that, there was this guy at the Comic-Con. His name was Carlos. Dead on Joker.
Oh, really?
He's amazing. He was really good.
Did you guys make out?
Maybe. he wanted to cut a smile right in my
face. Man. Did he have a pencil?
Yeah, I can't. Like, words can't even describe, like, the whole movie. Oh. The whole movie, I understand where people are coming from that say, yeah, Heath Ledger's death might have some part, because people want to see his last performance.
It's not his last performance, though.
Well, his full...
Yeah, I
full
guess.
Full production, because he passed away in the middle of that other movie.
Right.
But he is just out of control, insane, just...
No, that's insane.
Yeah. Damn it, iHooker, I'm talking here.
iHooker just said, I don't think he's really dead.
What is he, Elvis?
Yeah.
Tupac.
He's living a quiet life in Nebraska.
What are you talking about, Tupac? Tupac's alive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, like Tupac. But yeah, anyways, I don't know. Just you see the movie and how insane Heath Ledger is. And I don't know. If he doesn't win an Oscar, I'm going to be pissed. Like,
oh,
he
totally.
Is so out of... There aren't even, like, words. Like, right out of the gate, he shoves the guy's face through a pencil.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap. You know?
Not only that, like, first scene. He's, like, he kills, like, what, five guys in, like, the first bank scene?
Yeah.
Yep.
So stupid.
The scene that gave me goosebumps, this won't ruin the movie for anybody that hasn't seen it, but... He's sitting there and he's telling Commissioner Gordon or whatever. He's like, I just want my one phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting in the scene and he's looking and he's like, I just want my phone call. And like, they're beating the shit out of him. And he's like laughing. Oh, crap. We are just awful today. Like, what's going on? Like cussing and stuff.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I was like, what just happened?
No.
Have you seen both movies, Sanjaya?
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've only seen Dark Knight. I did not see Iron Man.
I want to see Iron Man bad. And
yeah, I don't go to the movies a lot.
I heard about Dark Knight.
Oh, my God.
Iron Man is awesome for the special effects. Like, the special effects are crazy in Iron Man.
Yeah, it's definitely good. I don't know. It's kind of hard, and it's also this... They're starting like a war now, I swear, with movies and DC and Marvel, because now they're coming. They're talking about a third Batman movie.
Yeah.
And like Marvel has their new like Avengers movie coming out and stuff.
Like, they're talking about a third Batman.
It's yeah.
Like, they should have already decided.
They
definitely. Let's do it.
Well, I know for a fact that there's extra footage where the Joker dies. And that's supposed to be for the third one.
Wow.
Sweet.
Really yeah, because you never knew, like...
What happened to him? He just left there dangling.
Yeah.
Well, you can check out that thread and many more on p1site.com. It's very easy to sign up and get to hamming it up within the forums. Maybe you'll run into Sanjaya with his ugly little... His ugly little picture.
I don't have it.
It'll be so
anymore.
Hot. All right, guys. So right about now, we're going to try something out here. We're just going to try it out, see how it goes. So long ago, they used to do sound effects theater. That was only between two people. And it got pretty intense for a period of time. Space Boy was like the winner.
He's got them all in front of him.
Yeah. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do this for... one time only. What it is, we are going to play the sound effects game, ladies and gentlemen. And here's how it works. Kind of like the movie game. We're just going to start with Danny and go to the left, and we're just going to go around the circle and just name off sound clips.
So wait, we're going to go Danny.
Can I just forfeit right now?
Sanjaya.
No, dude.
Can I just quit right now?
Why?
I want to so fail at this game. I can't deal with like pressure.
No, just don't think about the pressure.
So it's the
just pretend sound like we're all hanging out
from the Mikey show.
Yes.
Okay.
And what we're gonna do is we're just gonna go around in circles, kind of like the movie game.
So no podcast drops.
What if you like you're really close to saying what the sound drop is, but you don't?
I think
say
it should be allowed. Oh, if you know
look
what
at
it
space.
Is.
I'm wondering what? If Spaceboy will allow any maybe word omissions or.
Oh, should I be like the ref here? Well, I think I should.
Do you want to be the ref? Like, do we have to have it verbatim?
We are all P1 Hall of Famers here, so we should...
Oh, okay. That's fair.
We should
but will you still play? You can referee and play.
Well, I kind of have them all right in front of me.
Yeah, so I
so
think...
So it's
I
like
don't
with shenanigans. Okay. It's like I wouldn't want to...
Okay.
Like
conflict of interest.
Okay.
Okay, so
so what we're
going to
do,
out.
And the okay. winner the winner gets all-time bragging rights
Danny
forever.
Danny is not out.
Danny's
what?
In.
Danny is not out. Danny's in.
Yes.
Anyways, the winner of the game gets... bragging rights forever and ever. We all must bow down to you. We'll never play it again because you will be the sound effects master.
Oh my god, I want it so much.
You're a moron.
You'll be the best ever.
I want it so much. Well, that's all right. I won the movie game too.
The winner
times
gets
in a row.
A ham to the head.
The ham is not here. We need
to
have some in the
we
fridge.
We got to go to the fridge.
Yeah. Get some real ham.
Get some sliced
slap it right across the cheeks.
Yeah, Karna, if you could just go grab some ham for the ham to the head. That's like the typical prize of the Mikey or the P1 podcast.
Tia Quimmy, you are on fire today.
I just slapped my face really hard and it hurt.
What?
Okay. All right. Well, are you guys ready? Does everybody want to breathe for a second? Okay.
My mind is racing, dude. I can't think of anything.
I like my stomach is freaking out.
It's all. It's just.
I'm freaking
it'll come
out.
To you. It'll come to you.
Can I go to the bathroom real quick?
No.
No. We're staying here. Would you like me to start and then we go around the circle?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Here we go. And here we go. Alligator. Alligator.
He's a Negro.
Come eat your...
What?
Tina, come eat your ham.
I'm looking for the...
Yay!
Oh, Sanjaya's out. Okay.
Sanjaya's out.
Now it's between three weirdos right here. Nicole, you start.
Okay. I am so freaking pissed.
He is a gay man.
He deserves to die.
Ham?
I don't know any of this.
Laugh out loud.
The confident news girl.
I like her bangs.
Beep-a-doo.
My manservant, Ramsey.
I have confidence.
The confident news girl.
I already said that, I believe.
You're out.
Damn it.
Girl on girl action once again.
What up? Okay. Now it's down to me and Peaches.
I should have played. This is easy.
Yeah, seriously. I know. Okay.
Me first?
This is going to get crazy.
Peekaboo, I'm going to hump you.
That's a far out question.
Awesome.
You're smart.
Yeah!
Faggot!
Oh, I'm whipped and I love it.
Yeah. Nice. Omid, papa?
Te voya.
No way.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Cannonball!
I love scotch. Down into my belly.
Oh.
What? Is that not?
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch is scotch.
Oh.
Fail.
Fail. Tia Quimby!
Wow. I finally won something. Yeah. I got my hand to the head. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Hand to the head. Yes.
Yay.
I win at something. Danny still
congrats,
girl. Me in trivia.
Congrats. I'm so proud.
I
of
hate
you.
It.
Here, I want a piece of that.
Oh, yes. I got ham. I'm so stoked.
Good job, girl.
Wow. Wow, that did not go as long as I was thinking it would. You should have played.
The pressure. It's like,
no,
God.
I
you
told
just, like,
you.
Close down the laptop just a little bit.
Well, all you got to do is just do the Chris Hansen drops.
Yeah.
Like 10,000 of them there.
Oh, gosh. My God, dude.
I didn't. I honestly couldn't. Like, I thought of Laugh Out Loud, and I was dead after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I IM'd you. There's a ton of them.
I'm like.
Dateline NBC.
Yeah, well, I got that, but I was like, I don't know what
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah, cheating, once again.
Whatever. I could do the P1 Nerd, well, hello.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I had a bunch written because I was studying, and I totally forgot
See,
that.
See, she was studying like you thought,
yep,
Space Boy.
Yep.
I take the games very seriously. Yep.
It's very hot. Well. Since we played a Mikey Show game, let's dive into how did the Mikey Show do last week? Da 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 da
da da da.
Well, they went on another vacation this week. Angry people across San Diego.
Dude, people want to chill out, dude.
Every year in the summer, they go away for a little while here and there.
God, they need a vacation.
Everybody gets a summer vacation, right? I mean, come on. Slave labor.
Right.
But Monday, I'm looking forward to Monday because it's new shows until...
Until forever.
The cows come home.
Yeah.
Basically.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving, yeah.
Thanksgiving, right.
No, it's gotten so bad.
Till the pandas come home.
Yep. Right there. But it was a great, like, the first week back from vacation was a really good week. It started off on Monday, July 21st. I'm going to give you some of the dates, so if you would like to grab the audio on pewinsight.com, you can do it! So, Mikey was broadcasting from home starting Monday since he had his hernia surgery, and apparently he's wearing a man girdle, or a surgical, what do they call that thing that he's wearing?
A breastplate.
A bro.
Nah.
A bro. Spakes. So he was broadcasting from home. It sounded great. The phones were being silly.
Oh,
it
man.
Was fine.
He would put people on hold and then hang up on them.
Yes. Do you have a favorite moment there, Danny?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a favorite moment. On Monday, you called in and bitched about work and using a multi-million-dollar radio station to bitch about work. It's awesome.
Yeah, kind of. Well, they asked me how I was doing because that is not why I called in.
Yeah.
And I was honest.
I agree with Quimby.
Because I was PO'd.
How you're doing, you have every right to respond with exactly
yeah.
how you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was how I was doing. Like, but the real reason I called was to tell Mike that he looks really tough without that mustache. I don't know what it is. He looks like a bouncer or like an MMA fighter. Like
totally different. He looks younger.
He kills somebody. Without a thought.
He looks like the Friar to me, dude.
The Friar?
Friar.
The Padres Friar.
Oh, my gosh. Danny, you're a terrible person.
Dude, he looks just like him.
You are so funny. Oh gosh. But yeah, I called in to talk about the lady who stole my iPod, and then I went and looked at a person. There it was. I took it back. Don't take my crap, okay, people? I mean... What do you want? What are we, children?
The best was you were trying to tell a story, and you were saying like how you kind of like felt like saw it in her purse, and Mikey was like, "Well, let me translate. You suspected this woman of stealing your stuff, and you looked in her purse."
Dude, yep. he got Absolutely. You dead on. Like yeah. he really did.
What are you gonna do? You know what I should have done because it got written up? I should have just took it back and like drew a picture of an iPod and like left it in her
yeah,
purse and start
smart.
Doing somersaults around the office going, I found my iPod. I found, my God, it was just mysteriously returned to me. That is so weird. But, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
I would have done a poo-poo in the purse.
Oh,
oh my God. That is genius.
F, yes.
That is genius.
I should have peed it. It is what oh. I should have done.
Yeah, you got your strong muscles. You could have easily done it.
Yeah, I am a fan of drive-by golden showers.
Nice. Irish hooker, if you have to ever ask the question, should I get breadsticks? The answer is always yes.
Yes.
Weird.
Let's see. scariest villain voices. It's part of our notes. Yeah. Did anybody have, I didn't call in. Did anybody have any, like.
Somebody said mine. It was Hannibal Lecter.
That's yeah, the one Eddie named off, like, the top three. And there you go. It was done. So, well, that was interesting. You know, listen back to Monday, July 21st till Tuesday, July 22nd. We had fun times with people screwing up words.
Dude, I got a good one, and it drives car nut nuts.
Yeah. What is it?
Instead of fuel gauge, I say fuel gauge. I don't know why. Because it's spelled G-A-U-G-E, right? And he goes, no, babe, it's pronounced gauge. And I'm like, but it's the gauge. Like, that's just how I say it.
Oh, man.
You're so weird.
And I do the accessories. I say accessories.
Like Sky. Like, yeah, they figured out that Sky can't say accessories either.
And theater.
And a pitcher.
Oh, my gosh. My brother, when he was little, instead of eggs, he would say eggs. Mm-hmm. Can I have some eggs? And he used to call my mom Monty. He'd be running through the house like, you know how when you're little and your parents like wipe your butt when you use the bathroom or whatever? He used to go, Monty, I'm Froo.
Wow.
That's funny.
She probably dreaded those words too. She's
gosh. No, she's the sweetest mom in the world, but it was funny. He had a very bad speech impediment in which he had to go to speech therapy. Oh, good stuff. What about you, Danny? Do you say anything weird?
Nope, I'm normal.
No.
Oh, that's
not.
Crap. There's got to be one thing.
Well, I don't really know English that well.
No, oh, you do, because I took away your Mexican cards.
Yeah, so oh, that's right. I'm white now.
Yes, I am the taker of cards.
I was watching a Family Guy episode before the show started today, and Stewie pronounces it Cool Whip.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool Whip.
He pronounces the H in whip.
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 Whip it good.
Well, you know Stewie is phonetically correct. Like, he's very, he enunciates.
It's like saying harassment. I was sexually harassed the other day.
Or aluminium.
What? Wigga wigga.
Or
that's how the British say aluminum. Some aluminium. Or finance. Finance.
Ooh,
yeah,
petrol.
Financing.
What about petrol?
Yeah, it's petrol in my chopper.
I left my shoppy in my bureau. I will be right back.
Chopper, chopper. Let's see. Wednesday, July 23rd. Rebecca spotted a rattlesnake outside of her home.
She is
as
so
she's
freaking
her
cute.
Child around.
She's
with
so
her bear spray.
Crazy. F that, dude. Yeah. F that.
Bear spray.
Bear spray.
But she was pretty freaked out about it, and her neighbor said that they would encourage the snake to go back.
Are you laughing about what
kid,
I think
dude?
You're laughing about?
Well, watch today as we secretly switch Rebecca's bear spray with peanut butter spray.
Yeah, that'd be great hidden video. She has a spray of those peanut butter flying out.
Well, that's actually attracts the bears, like with Boy Blunder.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, good one. Damn, I suck.
No, the best was Mike said that he would have her walk around with a 45 caliber pistol if she won.
Oh, man. He said that he went out to find the snake with a video camera and a pistol.
Yeah. So nuts.
Oh, you had to listen back to that. It was so, so good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Let's see. On Thursday, July 24th. We had some really interesting calls with people calling in about some life and death situations.
That was honestly like my favorite episode for some reason.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
It was neat, like the people who called in, like that chick who got shot in that school shooting.
Yeah, school shooting, dude, that was nuts.
Yeah, dude, I thought about mine. I'm like, no, I'm not calling in now because that chick just blew it out of the water. Like,
yeah, like
no way.
Some guy like had like some lame story right after that and he knew it.
Yeah, he's so like, bad. Well, I didn't get shot at a school or anything.
Yeah.
But.
What about the kid that was in the helicopter crash on Catalina
dude.
Island? Oh, listen back to the Thursday, July 24th show.
No, no.
I was nuts.
No. No, no, no.
He got his leg, like, turned around and was crushed a little bit by
270 degrees the wrong way.
Yeah. I was recovering from my drunkenness early Saturday morning. I was telling Danny about my near-death experience.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
What is that? Tell us. Yeah.
When I was, real quick, long story short, I was 16. We were driving. I wasn't driving. I was in the front passenger seat, Mitsubishi Montero. There were six of us in the car. One of us wasn't wearing a seatbelt in the back seat.
Whoa.
I didn't tell you that part.
No.
But we were driving through a construction zone. So you know how construction zones are. Like the ground is pretty much like dirt.
Yeah.
Because they're doing a bunch of stuff. Well, this guy thought he would be cool. And you try to do a quick little S turn through this construction zone and lost control of the SUV. And the last thing I remember. Yeah. times 100. So, like, I was... I remember the last thing I remember is grabbing the back of my neck, and because my parents always told me if you ever feel like you're going to be in a car accident, just hide your neck because it's really sensitive.
No way, really?
Yeah. And so I remember grabbing my neck, seeing the windshield, like front windshield shatter in front of me because it had flipped, and then I blacked out, and the last thing I remember after that is hanging from the ceiling and a fireman helping me get out of the car because the car was like upside down, and I had to like crawl out the front window, and like my elbow, like I have a scar on my elbow. It was like 10 times bigger, blood just all down, and that was my only injury I had, and a bruise on my stomach from the seatbelt. That was it. I was super lucky.
God.
It was a it was a gnarly accident though. They flipped the SUV over, and it was just mangled. I don't know how anybody, and everybody was fine, even the person not wearing a seatbelt. Like nothing happened.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So lucky.
Yeah, I know it.
Wow.
I couldn't, and I had my driver's permit then. I couldn't drive for like 2 months because I was so whacked out.
I would be too.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't get behind the wheel of the car. I'd be freaking the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another guy called in. He was there at the at that shooting in Hillcrest at that dessert restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a server. Like, he was serving the people
that
were killed.
And he said that he was about to go give the people that were shot their food.
He was, like, 8 feet away from their table.
Yeah.
And the dude looked at him right before he walked out.
Oh, dude, are you, like, S-ing your drawers or what?
Oh,
like,
totally.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like surviving Columbine or something. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And one of my favorite callers, he went, Ayo.
Ayo.
I wish I could be half as good a caller as that
guy. Dude, that guy is awesome.
I'm so envious.
I want to meet him so bad.
He is rad.
He was, I guess he was living in Sara Mesa at the time that guy
took
the tank out of the armory.
Yeah, he said he saw the tank driving on the freeway.
I do not remember that at all.
No, he didn't see it
on
the freeway. He was on his bike at the liquor store.
Oh, the bike, okay.
Saw the tank coming out and away from the armory.
No way, dude.
He screamed.
Oh, and he...
That scream is the best.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Because I heard that story from him when I was in high school. That's when that tank thing happened. And a kid I went to school with lived in Sara Mesa. His car got ran over by that tank.
No
way. Street.
That was a cool broadcast.
He was my friend. Yeah. His name was Richard, and he came to class like the next day, and he was really late to school. I'm like, the hell, where you been this morning? And he was like, my car got ran over by a tank yesterday.
Yeah, and the professor's like, like whatever, you know.
No, it was funny. Like, I think he had this crappy car, and I remember a month later, though, he came back with a Mitsubishi. Yeah. In high school, it was hot.
Oh, high school, okay.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He didn't try driving his car to school, I think.
No, he had to get, riding
it was
a bus.
It was probably totaled, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that hit pretty close to home. Let's see, Friday, July 25th. Oh, man, this was really good. As opposed to what you're doing at the courthouse, B-Rob went down to the San Diego Convention Center and did what you're doing at Comic-Con.
It was so awesome.
There was some guy there trying to get people to sign a petition.
Oh, that was my favorite. That was my favorite.
Vampire rights. What about the werewolves and the mummies of this world? Okay.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Vampires, jerks. They just suck.
And the lawn gnomes and all those
Someone
guys.
Needs
like,
to
what
tell
the hell?
That vampires aren't real.
Dude, somebody said that guy was drunk.
It was me, I think, actually. Mm. Was it me?
You saw?
No. I have a friend who was working security.
Let's get drunk.
As a volunteer, and apparently, like, I was in front, and they had to, like, escort him off the premises because he was, like, just drunk and belligerent.
And he signed a petition.
Of course, like, Rob talks to the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, duh. He has to find the most exciting people. Hey,
yeah,
did
he talk
mama?
To somebody dressed up like Mario Brothers?
I actually heard about this, about that drunk guy.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I actually know what he was drinking.
What?
Sweetberry wine!
Yeah. How come nobody said that during the sound effects? Or Pinot Noir? How come nobody said that?
Because you're thinking too hard.
I know.
It's a nerve wracking.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
So
bragging rights
forever.
So freaking pissed. Let's see. Tuesday, July 29th. Oh.
Talk about it, TFMB.
All due respect.
Oh, no. Here we go.
All due respect.
We all know what that means.
Shot at
P1
someone.
Paparazzi.
Oh, I don't care. F the respect.
That's what I'm saying.
All due respect.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy calls in not only to, well, he sent an email and then he called in, not only to insult the Mikey Show about the sticker that they went with their new 2008 sticker.
Yeah.
He calls in to complain about how they're not considering the longtime
listeners. Over it.
I wish we had some of this audio pulled because that was just uncomfortable.
Well, if you go to the daily audio and 19 minutes in for that day, you'll find it.
It is the worst. I'm going to say this right now. Pima Paparazzi, stop it. Stop it. I have begged you and pleaded with you that you have me and Space Boy's phone numbers. You call us first. You call us first. Yes. And we'll blow the whistle on if you have a really crappy phone call. Okay?
That's
and
every phone call.
I agree with Eddie and Mike kind of that. He's just doing this because he just wants this attention any way you get it. Yeah, revelation, right? So I'm telling you, paparazzi, you need to stop it. You need to stop it, okay?
You're upsetting her.
We all have hits and misses, okay? Hell, I failed calling in the show laughing like a hyena. But
I lost a game last week. That was brutal.
I know. I mean, hits and misses, but every single one of paparazzi
I don't call in ever.
A miss.
Me neither.
Yeah, but nobody knows who. Everybody knows who you guys
and
are.
Then
though.
He called in to complain about like the sticker thing and how he only has the old sticker on his car and blah 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 blah. Well, the time of day in which Rob will be driving around as the gas monkey, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I get pulled over by the gas monkey. Paparazzi doesn't even drive his own car during the day. He drives a work truck. So they're in. It was pointless for him to even say anything. So I'm on Team Eddie now. Paparazzi.
Team Eddie.
Oh, I'm Team Eddie right now. And
I've been on Team Eddie regarding paparazzi.
Yes, and paparazzi,
forever. Sir,
you are now P2 paparazzi. That's it. I said it.
Oh,
I said it.
Oh,
you're working
no.
your way down steadily to a P3.
Dude,
so.
The P1 High Council dethroned you.
Sir, I've hung out with you, okay? I consider you an acquaintance of mine. You need to stop this before I go crazy. And then I find whatever phones you have, and I tear them apart. And you can never pick up a phone again. And I'll rip out your tongue and pull out your ears, and you won't be able to do it anymore.
Wow. Wow. Take it easy.
Okay? And that's it. All due respect. Again. All due
It makes
respect.
It okay when she says that.
Rant over.
How psycho she looks.
No, I'm serious. I have his phone number. I should call him every morning at 5:30 saying, don't even think about picking up that damn phone, or I'll kill you. And he'll be scared because he doesn't want to be P2 paparazzi.
Danny, knock it off. Like,
one of these days he will get back up there.
Knock it off, Danny.
What are you doing? Oh, my gosh. Danny just put a big package of My Doll up on the screen. Oh, so you don't feel the same way? You would like this to continue, Danny?
Yeah, Danny. Talk about it, Danny. You hate it, too. You're on Team Eddie, too.
No, I forgot. No. Danny loves paparazzi. They make out.
Well, I do give paparazzi points for helping Danny resurrect the site.
Yes.
But that's about it.
All due respect. And then it's gone. So we're not going to talk about this anymore. Just listen to me, okay? I'm a friend. I care about you. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth. Stop calling in the morning unless you have a really good topic. Like, stop calling in about Ryan Seacrest. And stop calling about what did he call the Colby beef burger?
Oh,
do you
my
remember?
God, that
he
was
called
so
it the
dumb.
Colby beef burger. I about lost my shiz and ripped all my hair out of my head.
Oh, by the way, the reason paparazzi called in was to make a joke because Eddie has a infected finger. And the joke was that he thought that Eddie was going to turn into the Thing from Fantastic Four.
Oh, he delivered it just so hysterically.
He forgot that.
The Thing is called the Thing.
Yeah, the Thing is called the Thing.
That's
so
what she said.
The Rock dude from Fantastic Four.
The Rock. Oh. Even I know what it's called, and I got a vagina.
It was the most epic fail call ever. It was like worse than mine.
It was worse than mine, too. Then me and Danny have had some pretty gnarly fails, which are very embarrassing and hurtful.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It sucks. Is everybody knows who you are. I need to just suck it up and start calling in all the time because I'm like the only one on the podcast that, like, they don't. Well, they know me from, like, events, but not
give
the
me a tweet,
on.
Please.
Yeah.
You're
like Ashley's, like, BF.
I know. I love her.
Good Lord. Good
and
Lord.
She loves me.
Oh, yes. And Mike also used a multi-million-dollar radio station this week on Tuesday, July
29th. That was funny.
To talk about the colors in which he will paint his lovely bedroom.
to negotiate with his wife.
Yes. How he hates the color of the landing, apparently. Now, is the landing that bad, you guys? I mean, come on.
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
You can pull
okay,
out
so we were over at Mike's house, and we saw the colors that she picked out. They're the exact same colors, dude. He's so pissed.
Well, he wants some reds or yeah. something. It's like a tannish kind of
like
yellow.
It's like a tannish color. Yeah, and then like, yeah, and then Rebecca just picked out like more tan and yellowish
colors. I love
her.
She's so freaking cute.
It's awesome. He wants like a red room, which, you know, like, you know.
Oh, that sounds like for a sexy time. Ooh. baby number two will be on his way.
Oh,
baby.
I hope so.
Whoa. Gotta watch those stitches.
Well, I'll probably wait, but a red room sounds like sexy time.
Or
a
not.
Red room makes me think of like prostitutes and like brothels
what?
And stuff.
What are you
know.
Trying to say, Quimby?
I don't know. That's just what a red
that
room.
She wants her
she
room
must have
red.
Been in one in order to see that.
That's yes. right.
It was a jacuzzi club. It was a brothel club, okay? I'm sorry. It was a free membership. It wasn't that bad. Let's see. There was some good, have you ever put your foot in your mouth moments about that?
Well, I got one.
I do this.
I got like 1,000, like every day.
Give us some day. Good ones.
Well, one of the ones, I mean, of course, I'm, like, having trouble blinking because I do it so much, but one of the ones was way, like, 5 years ago when my best friend was, like, getting married. She's going to do it in Vegas. And she's like, so, Nicole, like, what kind of budget do you want for your wedding? And I said, well, I mean, I want it to be nice, but I don't want it to be no cheap Vegas wedding. And, like, I totally didn't realize what I said. And she just kind of was like, and then what do you say? Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
that's the problem. Like, that's what they said. You can't recover from those.
No, you
that's
can't.
That's the problem.
No, you can't.
I was just kidding. What are you going to do? Yeah. You can't really do that.
Worst. I know. I've done it a million times. I cannot think of specific instances because I try to block them out mentally and never think about that kind of stuff again. I can't. Oh. It's the worst. I open my mouth and I just want to punch myself in the face.
The worst
half
one
the time.
I think was the guy that called in and said that his professor, whose sister committed suicide, and then like, but he didn't
brutal.
Know, and the topic of suicide came up in class, and
he
was
said
like,
it's like a cop out.
Oh, suicide's such a cop out, and yeah. That's so selfish. And then the professor's like, well, my sister just committed suicide. Like, how big of a deed do
yeah.
you feel like, you know?
That is bad stuff. And Wednesday, July 30th, you can pick this up on the site, the Joker Contest. I went to it. So does Faceboy.
You guys are so lucky.
Really?
You live down there.
I have pictures.
I didn't know that.
I have a lot of pictures.
Yeah, God. It was really good. The guy who won was the first Joker to come out, and he was, I felt, the most authentic
yes.
Joker. He was amazing.
He won, didn't he, the first
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, he sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
One guy came out with a henchman, which was really,
was
really cool.
Great. I thought it was awesome.
The henchman kept scaring me. Like, he'd come out, and I'm sitting next to T-Rex, and I kept going, like, jumping, and T-Rex would just look at me like, you wussy.
I saw pictures, dude. One dude showed up in, like, it looked like purple pajamas.
Do you know who that was?
Who?
That was P1 in Robot Hollywood.
He was there
he
for
was
the
one
Iron
of the
Man.
Competitors of in the Iron Man contest.
Yeah.
Is he the one that was bitter?
Yes.
Well, they're both bitter, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. This time they had, like, girl jokers and all kinds of jokers. Like, one kid just kept twitching and stuff. That was real creepy.
Yeah.
You can't be showing up in pajamas and think you're going to win.
Oh,
I know. No, those people brought the game. It's like, I only had, because I was busy Tuesday night, so I only had one day to get a costume together. So I was not able to do it. I wanted to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would have done it in a second.
Cool.
I'll show you a performance.
You guys are so lucky you live down there.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
Do you think that people would have been so good with this contest if Comic-Con wouldn't have been so close by? Because of Comic-Con, I think a lot of those costumes were around.
It helped, I'm sure.
It's possible.
It helped, but you should have seen that Xbox, Danny.
I saw it. It looks cool.
It's pretty sweet.
But it's like, I'm sure those costumes would have been hard to come by if Comic-Con wasn't around.
Nah, they didn't have to buy those costumes at
Some
Comic-Con.
People made them custom. Like that one girl was talking about, she made hers, just made it.
No
yeah.
way.
The one
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, you can go to the thrift store and find really old, ugly polyester.
Oh, that's gross.
Pants.
Yeah.
Love thrift store shopping.
I'm sure there's
That was a great,
things.
It was a good contest. We had some fun out there. Eddie revealed some things to me about the 28-hour show at.
What?
Talk about it, please.
Here we go.
What? Yes.
And my eyes are
I
on Quimby.
I did not hear this at
yeah.
all.
So we're sitting there talking. T-Rex had made this poster of it was Kung Fu Panda, but he embossed the Mikey Show name and Rock 105.3 and put everybody's names of which characters they are. So I was talking with Eddie, and somehow the topic of the 28-hour show came up, and he looks at me and he's like, "Oh, this year we're gonna have a special area set aside in which we're gonna set up a big screen." And we are going to project the movies on a big screen for all you P1s who want to come out and watch, like, during the evening outside behind the parking lot. He said they're going to, he said, you think after 5 years we're finally going to get this right. Like, I think they're going to set up a kind of area. They're going to set up something for tailgaters, perhaps. I'm not thinking anything big, but maybe a small area of sorts, you know, with so that you can interact while you're there tailgating with the show. Because this year, I'm not going to ask to go inside and watch the movies with them. Hell no. I had so much fun outside with all the people last year.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Peaches. It was a really good time, but I don't think we should discourage anybody else bringing a screen. Maybe two is better than one, but they are going to make an effort to, like, let people hang out and tailgate and see what they're watching. So
I just got hot in the pants.
Oh, gross. Oh. So that means that if they are doing that, think of all the other stuff that could potentially go on this year for 28 Hour Show. They're already thinking about it. They're already planning it out. I mean,
are they going to do the Hall of Fame inductees?
Who knows?
28 Hour
Who
show?
Knows? Man. I'm not one of those people to bug Eddie like, hey, can I get my recognition being a loser?
Yes, you are. You get all up in there. Can I come into the studio?
She only calls in 10 times a day.
No, but I didn't, like, P1 Scooby and a couple other people, I think, have been bugging Eddie a lot about this Hall of Fame thing, so I just leave it alone.
That's true. You should.
If there's a ceremony, smart. There's a ceremony. That's cool. That's fun. You know, like, if I am, you know, if I even get an honorable mention, that's kind of neat because I make good calls, though. Let's say it. Every now and then I have a real bad one. But otherwise, like, I'm a good contributor. I'm not like paparazzi and calling and promote like Ryan Seacrest's
radio show.
No, you are.
Like, during open phones, you almost always call about something that happened on the show that day, and it's like relevant.
And so do people like Ayo, Sanjaya, everybody.
What's poppin' happy?
Everybody does a really good job, I think, in this room of when they call in. So
I've only called in two times.
Oh, look at the time, you guys. Look at the time. It went by so fast.
Can I go to the beach now?
Yeah.
You can go have your bleach blast.
My bleach blast?
In which you bleach your skin like Michael Jackson.
My skin is already white.
Oh, it's so hot. Ah, it's been a great podcast. I couldn't tell you right this very moment when the next one will be, because in 2 weeks, I'm moving to Poway, y'all. Katie's getting a swimming pool. What's up,
you're moving next to your boyfriend.
Yes, I am. It's going
to
be so great.
Me.
And then it's...
Yeah, there goes Quimmy. She's driving down the street with all her stuff.
We can get married and just live at our own separate houses. Everybody gets their own bed. Everybody's happy. Giddy up. Poo-way. Let's do it. Let the lynching begin. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Save that clip.
Let the lynching begin.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not on, like, you know, like, Clear Channel, because I've been looking for a new job right now. But we are going to come back to you the next week or the week after or something. We'll figure it out, folks. And we love all of you. And we thank everybody in the StickCam chat room forum.
Yeah, apparently we're all going to Irish Hooker's house to have pizza after this.
And breadsticks.
Sweet. I'm so hungry.
Well, then I guess I'll see you guys later.
Damn, I'm going to the beach. Sorry, I hook. I love you, though.
I'm going to go get in Chris's above ground pool is what my plan is right now.
Nice.
Cue up the redneck music again.
Yes. I know. She was so
trash
great.
Bag full of water.
We're coming up with some great ideas, fun events with the podcast and with you guys. And so just keep tuning in. Check us out on iTunes and on p1site.com.
Word.
I love every single one of your beautiful faces. It's all make out.
Okay.
Group make out. Okay.
Okay.
5-way kiss.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
Well, it's been so much fun.
Yay!
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Be good. Be kind to yourselves and each other. Jerry Springer, what?
At least she got it right this time.
Thank
Actually,
you.
She didn't.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? See you later, guys.